perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for us today inviting you out back to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. The Bible said today, the Lord hath made and my, we have quoted that scripture so many times, but we trust today that it will be a great and rich blessing to you. We are thankful for this day. We're thankful that God has given us another week and another day. Every moment is a precious moment in our life. So let's get right into our broadcast today, and we're going to do this beautiful song right here. I think it's very fitting that we begin our broadcast with this one. This one says, "We Want America Back." Hope you're doing well this morning. We're praying for you. Will you pray for us? We want America back.
Something is wrong with America. She once held the Bible as her comforting guide. We've allowed those who hold nothing to be sacred, like Solomon of old, they push morals aside. Now where are the men who once stood for right, and the women who championed their cause? We must return to the values we've left before this country is totally lost. We want America back. We want America back from those who have no self-control. We want America. Runaway train, headed down the wrong track. Well, it's time for the armies of God to arise and say, we want America back. You know, I love America, but I just don't love what she has become. The scripture said, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And America has forgotten the godly foundation upon which she would build. Yes, something is wrong when our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without even the basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of heaven. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school, while our Supreme Court decided to expel God from all the classrooms over 30 years ago. Yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right and the abnormal is normal, that all is acceptable. And what God calls an abomination is no more than just our lifestyle. And it has left a great effect. 30 years ago, the number one TV show in America was the Andy Griffin Show. But just look at us now, what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when our government can pass out contraceptives to our children in school without even their parents' consent. And yet the Gideons cannot pass out the Bible on the campus. Something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yet something is wrong, and for one, I'm ready for the change. I'm ready to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my home, I'm raising children, created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them the Bible. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. If the Bible says it's wrong, then it's wrong. The only hope that America has, that if godly men and women with character will stand together like one great mighty army and declare to the immoral and the impure and the obscene and to the proud, your days of unlimited excess of America is over. For the armies of God, they've been silent too long. Yes, my friend, today we're going to take America back. This nation is like a runaway train, headed in the wrong track. It's time for the armies of God to arise and say, we want America back. It's time for the armies of God to arise and say, we want America back.
Well, I say praise the Lord for that. We could sit here all day long. I was thinking while we were playing that song that I could sit here and think about a whole lot of things that are wrong, but I'd rather think about things that are right. After all, you know, the Church of God is still moving on. It will never be defeated. It's the greatest source our world has ever seen. And the Bible said the Bible will be standing even when worlds are being consumed. So we do want America back, but it's up to you and I to pray and to continue to carry the ministry across the world. You know, the Bible said, when this gospel has been preached at the four corners of the earth, then the Son of Man will come. And Paul said, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. So today, I'm glad that I'm not in no hurry now. I want to stay here as long as I can, and I trust that you do too, and I trust you are well. And if not, we are praying for you, but when my time comes to go, I want to go out with great honor, knowing that I have been faithful over a few things. Not that I can be a ruler over many things, but simply because God has been God, and God has been good to me. And I know that this morning you could probably say the very same thing. Well, let's go right back now and let Martha do this beautiful song for you. I know you're going to enjoy this one also.
A trial of stone down in the valley, I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Even the valley is higher ground, Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low, through peaks and through valleys, that's just way like goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair, when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground, Satan can't touch me place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Boy, I know the devil don't like to hear that, does he? You know, we spend a lot of time bragging on the devil instead of bragging on God. But God is the God of the valley. You know, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he leadeth me down to the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And we're so glad today that we can truly identify with that statement. Well, let's continue right on along a little bit here. And this song here, I think you're going to enjoy. And this one says that, "Lead me to the altar." I like this song. It's got a real, real good message. Give it a listen to.
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me.
I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say: "Well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me."
I tell you, that just kind of takes you down the little white church along the side of the road where the people are met to worship with God. And I like to kind of draw a picture of what's going on. I've told someone so many times, sometime I long for the old times, back when I first was converted. And you know, I think it was David said that my past is always before me. And I think that's what he was talking about. Maybe when he was there in the valley of the shadow of death talking with God. But sometime I like just kind of go back, walk down that old path, and listen to the church back in the wildwood, so to speak, singing that song, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me." Walk in through the door, walk up to the congregation. There's an old pump organ there, and they're pumping away on that organ, and that group of people in that church are singing, just singing their hearts out. An old-fashioned preacher standing in the pulpit, giving the invitation to come to Christ, and all of a sudden God warms our heart, warms our spirit, and then we say one final yes, eternal yes to God. I'll tell you, what a great, great feeling. You know, a lot of people have lost that. I mean, we need to go back to the old past, and you know, remembering when God saved us, how He saved us, and what He saved us from. So let's go right back right now. Someone said the other day, "We haven't heard you do that song that you Lewis Higginbottom used to do." And he told me, "Sir, Brother Tommy, anytime you'd like to do it, you go right ahead." So always do this song in memory of my good friend Lewis Higginbottom. This one says, "The Little Lost Lad."
Back in my home in West Virginia, when I was just a little lad, out in the hills and in the hollows, possum and coon hunting was the fad. Us boys would gather with all the hounds, and we'd go out in the ridges and listen to the beautiful sound. We'd find us a big rock cliff and sitting down place, and there we'd just rear back and listen to those dogs as they begin to chase. Them old hounds are telling the news to Mary. And then on that one dark night there, for some reason or another, I wandered off. I got lost from all the others. For 3 days and four nights I clambered around. But on that fourth day, I'll tell you right now, here's one old boy that learned how to pray. I fell down by a big old log there, too tired to think. I began to sob. I said, "Lord, won't you help me out of this place? I'll wash my hands, Lord, and I'll even wash my face. Well, I'll mind my granny whenever she tells me what to do, because she understands boys, Lord, and she's even told me about you. And I know that you understand boys too, for you had one of your own. And I heard what happened to him, and I'm so sorry. But Lord, won't you help me find my way home?" Well, down at the church just the other day, when the preacher knelt and began to pray, he said you'd help people who got themselves lost. You'd help them get found if they'd only pay the cost. Now, I don't know what it is that you charge, Lord, but I'll be more than willing to pay. You may have to wait until I grow up. And when I do become a man, I may not know what you want me to do, Lord, but you just holler. Whenever I'm doing, I'll drop it, and I'll come running because I know I owe it to you. And when I finished my prayer and I opened my eyes, while there stood old Blue, and my, was I surprised. He began to whine, and he licked at my chin, as if to say, "Boy, where in the world have you been?" And then I heard my granddaddy whistle real loud and shrill. He just whistled the one lonely time, but I can hear him still. And then I bowed my head and said, "Thank you, Lord. I know I'd get found if you only said the word. Now if I live to be 100 and when I'm old and gray, I promise you I'll never forget that day. That's when I met the Master and I learned how to pray."
I'll tell you, I know the folks over in Cold City really misses old Brother Lewis Higginbottom. I can just kind of picture him with that big white 10-gallon hat on he always wore and that little pearl around his neck and how he labored faithfully. I forget how old he was, and he continued to pastor the churches there, and I know they miss him, and we miss him, but he's going on to be at his reward. But, you know, the Bible said, "Even he speaketh, yet while he was dead." So even he still speaks, and we're so glad that we can speak the words that he would say if he was here today. Well, let's go right now and do this song in memory of all of your loved ones. Maybe it's going on. And this one says, "Glory Land."
If you have friends in glory land who've left because of pain, friends, I'm going home. ocean in glory land. The moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there to die no more.
Well, I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. I don't worry about that too much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. For I'm drinking from the saucer, oh, my cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches, sometime the going it gets rough. Oh, but I have a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. Now I thank God for all his blessing, and his mercy he bestows. For now I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
Why, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there's been times, well, when my faith must have gotten very, very thin. But you know what? It seemed like that one day, all at once, while those dark clouds moved aside and the old sun began to shine again. So Lord, help me not to grumble, help me not to complain about all the tough roads that I've had to hoe. Because now I'm drinking from a saucer, because thanks to you, Lord, my cup is now overflowed.
And if I should go on living, and if my way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy, Lord, to help another bear their load. and I'll keep drinking from the saucer. For my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord. 'Cause my cup has overflowed.
Well, I'd say that many could relate with that song. I was sitting there thinking about my old friend, Brother Jack Hazelwood, who's gone home to be with the Lord now, an old friend of mine from up in Rock Camp. When I pastored there, stood with me faithful. And when I first did that song, he said, "Brother Tommy, if you could put that on tape for me, I'd love to have it." Well, Brother Jack went to be in assisted living. He and his wife Betty, and she's also still in assisted living up in Linside. But anyhow, Jack told me one day, said, "Tommy, you're going to have to redo that song. I've just about wore it out." But that was one of his faithful. He said, "Regardless of what has happened to me, my cup has overflowed." And you know, I'm glad today that I have been able down through the years to be a part of your life, and you've been a part of my life. You see, I told God a long time ago when God called me to preach, I said, "God, I'll need people." He said, "I'll give you people that'll stand with you." And I said, "Well, if they'll stand with me, I believe firmly together we stand. It's divided that we've fallen." And God has used our ministry. I'm not boasting or bragging, only giving God all the credit, but God has used this ministry, and hundreds of people come to me and they say what the broadcast means to them and the blessing that they receive. But I would like for you to know that you are the one that's making that possible. So if God spoke to your heart today and asked you to do whatever God has asked you to do, then that's all we want you to do. Father, I bring the lost to you. I bring the unsaved. I bring the sick, the afflicted. Father, those that are in the convalescent homes or those that are in assisted living, I pray for their care. I pray for the doctors and the nurses and those that help to minister them back to the health and the strength that they need. And Father, where death has invaded the ranks and the homes are broken up, and God, there's so much pain and so much heartache, but above it all, we can still say that we're drinking from the saucer because our cup has overflowed. You have blessed America. You have blessed us, and you've blessed this broadcast, and you're going to continue to bless it. As we know the old song said, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, count the many blessings, and see what God has done." And God has been good to us, and God has been good to you. So this morning, I pray a special prayer just for you. We bind the hands of Satan. Satan, get your hands off of him. Give him deliverance, because Jesus said, "I come to set at liberty those who've been bruised and bound." And Father, there's a lot of bruised ones, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, but you're the great physician, and you can bring healing to our life and to our heart. Well, neighbor, I felt something in that prayer. I believe that prayer was especially for you. Will you pray for me? I certainly need your help. I need your support. I need you to stand with me, because God is using this ministry to bless other people. That's what we want to be, and I know that that's what you want to be. Well, goodbye, be good, until we meet again next Sunday morning. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations.